ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says there's really nothing to discuss when it comes to a looming government shutdown because Republicans already have a clean resolution on the table. Democrats are refusing to go along with it until funding is restored for government subsidies that help millions pay for health insurance through the marketplaces. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries minutes ago said,
"This is a five-alarm fire in terms of the Republican-caused health care crisis. And that's why Democrats are determined to turn things around."
Republicans obviously disagree with that. Democratic and Republican leaders meeting with President Trump this afternoon. The president meeting this hour with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ending the war in Gaza. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels sending a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden today. Still looking for a motive in the Michigan shooting and fire set by the gunman who killed at least four people south of Flint, Michigan. This is ABC News. The East Coast is still feeling the effects of Hurricane Humberto, and now some are bracing for rain from a new tropical system. ABC meteorologist Jeff Smith has more.
We have Hurricane Humberto staying out to sea, but sending some big waves toward the East Coast. Much closer to home, of course, is Tropical Storm Imelda moving out of the Bahamas. The trend has been to move this farther out to sea, taking a right-hand turn before it make any type of landfall along the southeast coast. All the while, though, a front situated near Charleston and Myrtle Beach will enhance some rainfall along the outer bands of the storm. So there could still be 2 to 4 inches of rain, perhaps even some localized flooding in parts of the Carolinas right through the day on Wednesday. Meteorologist Jeff Smith, ABC News.
Video gamer Electronic Arts is set to be acquired and taken private in a deal worth nearly $53 billion. It could become the largest ever buyout funded by private equity firms, including one run by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Health officials say a case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Shawano County. According to the Shawano Menominee County's Health Department, the infection was detected in a healthy blood donor. They say all donated blood is screened before entering the blood supply, and any that tests positive is removed. Health workers say detection of the virus in Shawano County confirms the presence of mosquitoes carrying West Nile. Statistics show about 80% of people infected with West Nile virus do not get sick, which leads to people donating blood without realizing they're infected. Green Bay's Pride Fest has a new date and venue. According to New Pride Alive, the organizers of Brown County's annual LGBTQ plus festival, the event is now set to take place at the Oneida Casino Hotel on November 2nd. The Pride Festival, which usually happens at the Brown County Fairgrounds in September, was postponed this year due to what organizers call the increasingly charged political climate. In a Facebook post, organizers say the new venue offers the welcoming and secure environment their community deserves. A different pop-up Pride event is also set to take place in downtown Green Bay on October 4th in response to the festival's postponement. A local hospital group plans to build 56 townhouses at the former site of Roosevelt Elementary School on Doty Island in Neenah. The townhouses will be built just north of ThetaCare Regional Medical Center. The units will support the hospital's new physician residency program beginning in July of 2026. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers cruise into the postseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers finished the regular season with 97 wins after beating the Reds 4-2 Sunday. Next, the Brewers wait to find out if they'll host the Cubs or the Padres in the divisional round on Saturday. NFL, Sunday Night Football, Packers and Cowboys. The game going into overtime and ending in a 40-40 tie. Jordan Love on the final play to Emmanuel Wilson. It fell short of a touchdown, and they had to settle for a field goal.
We tried running a double move, and their defense, they were playing pretty soft. We didn't get the look we wanted. Threw it to E. Was hoping we could, make somebody miss, and, we didn't.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
You don't play the game for ties. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, it's a weird feeling.
That's Dak Prescott with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
With the Beatles on 97.9 WGBW. We are inside the 11 o'clock keyword hour. So let's go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. Now you have the Civic Media app, right? If you don't, it's free to download. Get the app and you can actually have access to all of our Civic Media stations, including WGBW. So you can text right into the studio and text the keyword green. G-R-E-E-N, as we go for the green and gold. Your chance to win the keyword green, only good until noon, so text that right now through the Civic Media app with WGBW, and good luck.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Confused
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either. 97.9 FM. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got it here. Nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. So nice, so nice. I got it here. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got it here. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. We will get you that 11 o'clock keyword as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. That is coming up again in less than 5 minutes because we are inside the 11 o'clock keyword hour. A big change also this week coming to Social Security checks. They're going digital. So for the first time after 85 years of sending out payments with checks in the mail, they are no longer going to be there as of October 1st. It's either direct deposit or a prepaid debit card.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. You.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back.
Take good care of you with this 11 o'clock keyword on local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. And through that Civic Media app, go ahead and text the word green, G-R-E-E-N, as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. You have until noon to text green with that Civic Media app through WGBW. And good luck to you.
Yeah.
But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side.
.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Bill Berrien has officially dropped out of the race. The news broke last Friday afternoon, just days after reports that Berrien had followed numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien has been a vocal critic of the transgender community. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. According to the Berrien campaign website, the 56-year-old former Navy SEAL is ending on his own terms. In the official dropout announcement, Berrien called the newspaper's report a major attack piece, claiming they, quote, painted a salacious and sensational picture that was clearly targeted to force me out of this governor race, unquote. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The primary is in August. Starbucks recently announced they're laying off 900 employees and closing hundreds of stores nationwide, including here in Green Bay. USA Today published a preliminary list, and it includes four Starbucks locations in Wisconsin: Fox Point, Rothschild, Wauwatosa, and Green Bay. The Starbucks on the list is located on South Oneida Street. Starbucks said employees were notified last Thursday. Some stores already closed as early as this past weekend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Thank you.
Superstition on local news and timeless hits. That's Stevie Wonder on 97.9 WGBW. Do you have any superstitions, any good luck charms to do some winning as we go for the green and gold? We'll get you that keyword again for the 11 o'clock hour coming up soon.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go down. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now, downtown, someone.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Hold a throne.
Hits 97.9 WGBW, and we are offering up an 11 o'clock keyword for you to go for the green and gold. It's our multi-state text to win contest. Now, here's how it works. You have the Civic Media app, you text the keyword, and this hour's keyword is green, G-R-E-E-N, as in go for the green and gold. Text the word green through that Civic Media app with WGBW. You have until noon to do so, and you'll go in the daily drawing, which is green money, $200 in cash, also gold jewelry, which is the gold necklace, which is going to be awesome. So you'll go in that drawing, and also you will go in our grand prize drawing, and that's tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd. Not just any seats. We're talking the indoor club level, very nice and cushy seats. You know what I'm saying? So text the word green right now through that Civic Media app with WGBW, and good luck to you. Green is your keyword.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. We heard the halftime performer. It was announced last night during the game. Bad Bunny will be performing the 2026 halftime show. We'll talk more sports with Mike Clemens coming up, part of your next news update right here on 97.9 at WGBW. Those come at the top and bottom of every hour, so stick around. Noon will be here soon.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why, oh, why did she have to leave and go away?
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, or anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson, the suspected killer of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, appeared virtually in court this past hour. It was the first time Robinson appeared with his court-appointed attorney, this hearing focusing on the preliminary